Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The 2 p.m. service normally at Pacific Hills Manor at 2 o'clock is canceled today. They've had a flu outbreak and asked that we cancel the service. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is meant by the infallibility of the Bible? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Isaiah, now in chapter 36. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. Will feature reading from the book of Psalms. Currently, we'll be reading Psalm 38 through 42 this Wednesday. And will you please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Loving this great weather we're having, amen. For those of you that have been sick and are coming back, good to have you back. I know I'm getting over a little something myself, but it's great that you're here with us. Once again, 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. To 230, saved, saved.
Thank you.
Go ahead and turn your hymnals to, and go ahead and stand, please, to 393, Take My Life and Let It Be.
So much, Brother Olivas, and I ask you please to stay standing for prayer this morning. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, from whom every gift originates, we gather here at Bethel Baptist Church and on the airways of KKMC and the BBCMH of the Internet Voice to worship you this day. You are an awesome God, greater than our comprehension and our imagination. You are beyond any word we could ever use to describe you. And yet, through Jesus Christ, we know the familiarity of your love and your care for us. We have come to you so you can enlarge our vision this hour through the praise of your name and the study of your holy word. Lord, implant in us again your hope in place of despair, your joy amidst our depression, your love overwhelming our indifference. May your Holy Spirit surround and indwell this congregation now and forevermore. Father, move in our midst. Fill us with your Spirit and make us one. Work with your healing power upon Helen Menig, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Dr. Joe McCormack, Camille McCormack, Fern and Leonard Rice, Anne Peretto, Peter Menig, Donna and Donald Deckwiller, and Leo Valdez, and also Lord on Tricia Laurel this morning. We ask you to guide and bless all who have gone for to preach the gospel. We do have these people as missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Martha Ferretti, Jose and Diane Avila, Informed Choice Association, Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Emilian Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis, Donna and Donald Detwiller, and Lord, we pray for your blessings upon these people. We pray that you touch their life. We praise that you made them strong in their work and the ministry, and that the gospel may flow through them. Father, every sin in heaven and earth comes from you, Lord. We give you only what is yours. So may you be praised through our offering this morning. So bless the offering and bless the giver. We pray, focus upon the one who died for our salvation, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Leviticus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 146. We will be reading Leviticus chapter 20, verses 22 through 27. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's word? Leviticus chapter 20, verses 22 through 27. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And you shall not walk in the manner of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I am the Lord and am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have blessed us with a love for your word, the scriptures, revealing truth that isn't available anywhere else and which is essential to knowing the most important part of our lives, that is, to know you. As a result, what is right and what is wrong, we know what is right and what is wrong. We know that in our flesh dwells no good thing, and the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and we confess our failures. How thankful we are for Christ's work and your spirit, enabling us to put our trust in Jesus as Lord. We praise you and thank you that by your grace alone, in Christ, we have been made capable of pleasing you. And so, Holy God, help us to be obedient servants who remember that the power to do what is right only comes from you. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with the wisdom and knowledge that comes from the study of your word as he brings the message today. Give us the ears of understanding and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD so that we may apply those truths. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?